Hello, and welcome to Can You Get to That? A podcast experience made for your ears every week by me, your co-host, Matt Olson, and
me, your other co-host, Caitlin Best. What up, internet?
Burr, 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 burr.
Oh, Matt.
This is Can You Get to That Nights, by the way.
Yes,
verifiably.
Definitely. Yeah, it's 7 p.m. here. I'm in for the night. I've got my blankets over my head. I've got my flashlight. I'm reading Harry Potter under the covers.
That's an interesting angle to put on the Nights sub-brand of our podcast.
What do you do at night, Matt?
Fuck. I get rowdy.
Yeah, I should have seen that coming. Over there in New Fork City.
New Fork City? That's clever. I've never heard that one before.
Yeah, everybody just fucks all the time, right?
We go to the bodega, mm-hmm. and we buy our sandwiches.
Like that's like a porn shop, right?
If the sandwiches are good, yeah, it might as well be.
Nice.
I'm trying to think of all the other things we do before we fuck.
Mm-hmm.
We
smoke butts. You guys still smoke butts over there?
Smoke butts?
That's where you
like
go.
Like cigarette butts?
Yeah, it's where you go into Times Square and you pick up the you know, the leavings.
Now, where did this idea about New York City come from?
I read it in a Kerouac novel.
Oh, yeah, Kerouac's kind of out of vogue now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I see. Who's in vogue?
Hunter S. Thompson. Just nice. A stone's throw away. And
so
Hunter S.
Acid.
Thompson wouldn't have fucking stooped to fucking lighting cigarette butts. I don't think so. I don't think he'd smoke butts.
But you do drop acid before.
Oh, acid?
Yeah.
Yes, every time, every night.
Okay, that's what I thought.
It is a 24/7 psychedelic freak show out here.
Yeah.
In the apple that keeps changing sizes, like the rest of the room.
Man, yeah, that sounds really confusing and stressful.
New York doesn't even have a mayor.
Yeah.
It's just a group hallucination that keeps everybody in check.
Wow. Is it even real?
The city?
Yeah.
Unclear.
Got it. There's definitely a time stream somewhere where it's real, but maybe not this one.
Boy, we can't be only 5 minutes into this podcast and be talking about doing drugs and alternate time streams, because we're just... This is the Can You Get to That Nights I know and love, not the wholesome, like, nerd, I'm going to stay up late to read more version.
But I said I was reading Harry Potter, didn't I? Correction.
Oh, so you're a Satanist.
Correction, I'm reading the Electric Kool-Aid Acid Test.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I saw a cool article on Vice that wasn't about doing acid.
I can imagine how cool it was.
It concerned... moral panic surrounding the Pokemon series over time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember any of that from when we were wee kids, but wee children, and Pokemon was a new thing?
No, I was not aware of that. I was aware that we were not allowed to play with them in class.
But they never sat you down and were like, "You're not allowed to have this because it's like gambling."
No, nobody ever told me that.
Hmm.
Do people tell you that?
I definitely remember being in the same room with the TV on. Maybe it wasn't a news report. Maybe my parents had like fallen asleep and left the 700 Club or whatever that show is on. And in Neil Cicierega's Mouth Silence, I believe, in that album, he like samples a bunch of
I remember that,
a bunch of preachers talking about how Pokemon is a tool of the devil. But this was more of a lukewarm take. It wasn't a hot take on Pokemon. It was just, I have a distinct memory of talking about a corrupting influence and a vague implication that, like, why should children like monsters, as though dinosaurs haven't been a thing for like
65 million years.
For kids, for all that time, for all the time that kids
for that whole time, yeah,
knew about dinosaurs, loved them, and yeah. So to kind of say like, why should kids want to hang out with the boogeyman? It's like, as soon as kids stop wetting the bed, like monsters are cool now.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's the natural progression of things.
You know who else is cool, Matt?
Hold on. Is he the leader of the bunch? You know him well.
Uh-huh.
He's finally back to kick some tail.
Yeah.
His coconut gun can fire in spurts.
Now,
if
Matt,
he shoots ya, it's
told me,
gonna hurt.
You
He's
told
bigger,
me you were gonna do a
faster,
spoken word version
stronger
of this.
Too. He's the first member of the DK crew. Huh.
And I have to say, it sounds like you're rapping right now.
DK. Donkey Kong. DK. Donkey Kong is here. You know I can't not rap it.
Yeah, it's true. It's impossible. It's been tried.
It's been scientifically proven.
It's a category. There's a Guinness World Record category for the longest, the most of the DK rap that can be recited without rapping.
It's only half a verse. It's really, yeah,
it
it's
is
a
only
really
half
weak,
a verse.
A really weak record.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have DK64? Is that why you wanted to do this topic? Or are
no,
you more of a
I,
DK
it wasn't,
country?
It wasn't DK64. It was, I played the shit out of those Donkey Kong Country games when I was like, you know, pretty young.
I now recall that you brought one of those cartridges.
I did.
To
the house
to
that
our
we both
house
lived
when
in
we...
once. Yeah.
Which one was it? Was it the original?
It was Donkey Kong
OG?
Country 3, I think, was my favorite because it had Kitty Kong.
Didn't it have... Oh, yeah. It was Dixie and Kitty,
it's Dixie
right?
Dixie Kong and Kitty Kong. And
that was your favorite?
I just love Kitty Kong. He's so silly. And the thing that's silly about Kitty Kong, I mean, he's really cute, obviously, but, like, if you read the little manual, it says something about, like, how, you know, all the Kongs have, like, their own special ability. Like, Dixie Kong can kind of float with her ponytail, etc.
Right.
And Kitty Kong, it says, it describes him as, I think, as being good at smashing stuff with, quote, his huge body. Which
okay.
just struck me as the funniest and weirdest way to describe a toddler. A toddler right. gorilla.
We're going to do right now.
Yeah.
A definitive ranking. Caitlin Best's definitive ranking of Donkey Kong family members.
Oh my God. Hold on. I need a list.
Okay. No, I'm going to read you the list because there's a lot that I don't recall.
Yeah, me too.
And I think there may be later additions, and so we shouldn't even bother with. Like,
okay, so we're just going
to... I'm just gonna run down a list.
Okay.
And then you're... Well, I guess,
what,
yeah, you would need
a
the
number?
List open.
Am I assigning a numerical value?
Yeah.
Out of what?
Oh, no, not like a 0 to 10. Like a rank ordered list.
Okay,
so I guess
you're
going to
read
need...
me the whole list, and then I'm going to rank them?
You pop open okay. list of Donkey Kong characters on Wikipedia. Don't worry about the contents bar. Just okay. the image on the top right-hand
okay,
side.
Okay.
I think these are the canonical Kongs. If
yeah,
only because this
Kongs.
Picture looks like it's from like 1996.
Yeah, these look like your basic Kongs for sure.
These look like your basic ass Kongs.
Yeah.
I don't remember Swanky
Although
Kong.
Kitty, I will point out that Kitty Kong is not on here. So we're going to just add him in. Can we do that?
Sure. Kitty Kong, okay. yes. Who's Swanky Kong? It says here he's in 2 and 3.
Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Swanky
well,
Kong.
Well, 8 counting Kitty.
See, that guy looks like Kitty Kong to me on the end there.
But it's not. It is.
But it's
Swanky
Kong. Okay, I don't fucking know who that guy is. I don't remember him.
Also, this list does not include Lanky, but I think that's okay. I think
that's
Lanky
fine.
Is at the bottom of everybody's list, and we can just assume that from the get-go.
That's fine. Yeah. Okay, right at the top, I'm gonna say Cranky Kong is my favorite.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna go Funky Kong.
All right.
Wrinkly Kong.
Wrinkly is the grandma?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay.
Donkey Kong.
DK in at number 4.
Yeah, Dixie Kong.
Okay.
Wait, fuck, I forgot we were doing Kitty Kong too. Okay, so put Kitty Kong
at the top?
At the top, actually.
Okay.
So and then the
true number one is Kitty.
And then Diddy Kong is at the bottom. I don't give a fuck about Diddy Kong.
Is that everybody?
That's everybody.
What about Swanky? Are we ranking Swanky?
I'm ignoring him because I don't know who he is. I've never heard of him in my life.
Okay, so the list goes Kitty, Cranky, Funky, Wrinkly, Donkey Kong, DK the man himself.
Yeah.
Dixie, and Diddy.
Yeah. That's correct.
Diddy had Diddy Kong Racing. That doesn't do anything for you?
That game was okay.
All right. I'm going to quiz you on your list later.
Oh my god. You know I'm not going to remember that shit.
It's a test of your true Kong fandom. let's get this game going.
Okay. Random Articla.
Also, nice. the other thing we have to do, if we can, Caitlin, yeah. I just decided this.
Okay.
If we can, on the way to Donkey Kong, select 4 articles as steps, the first letter of which spell out K-O-N-G.
Oh my god, yeah, okay, yes, yes, absolutely.
So, step one is athletics at the 1952 Summer Olympics, - women's long jump.
God, the specificity...
The specificity, indeed, Caitlin.
It has
long jump your thing? You like long jump?
That's all right.
You like to watch long jump?
I'd rather watch pole vault. You know what I'm saying?
Because then they go up in the air. With
yeah,
the
they
stick.
Go way up in the air. Yeah.
They go way, like way, way up.
I like them to go way up in the air.
Didn't someone at Rio like place lower because? His ding dong clipped
that
the pole.
Was you if you watch the video I watched the slow motion video of that and that was greatly overstated.
It wasn't his ding dong.
It's true that his dick is the last thing that touches the bar, but that thing was coming down regardless. It wasn't like
he popped a tent and that just like
boink. Yeah, because like that's what would have had to happen, you know, right. For that to be the only cause of the bar coming down.
Yeah, not other hip region parts
yeah.
interfering. So do we have any links that start with K that we can just start this off right?
That we can just, like, choose for that reason only?
Yeah.
Let's see.
An athlete of some
God,
kind.
They're sparse. I saw one K. There's a Catherine I just saw that... But she doesn't have an article. She was in red.
Doesn't have an article. Dang it.
Yeah.
Darn. I feel like if we really commit to the Kong game, though, we are not going to get to Donkey Kong.
No, we can do it. I believe in us.
Okay. Well, I think then for the first step, it would probably make sense to zoom out somehow.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Well, I mean, we can do the dumb obvious thing and go to Japan.
Yeah. Ooh, but see, that's not Japan. Oh! Caitlin. You gotta read the link before you click, because now step two.
Oopsie. Caitlin made an oopsie.
Step two is Japan at the 1952 Summer Olympics.
Oh, it's so dark under here, under my blankets, Matt, that I just, the links are really hard to see.
Put down your Harry Potter or your acid book, whatever it is. Put down your copy
of Howl.
There's
several athletes on here with K names.
Okay, so maybe this is a good thing.
Yeah.
But I do have to say, though, having your own wiki page but finishing in 23rd place in an event is like,
man.
I don't know.
Well, maybe this person, maybe he's accomplished some other things.
I guess that's possible, yeah. So should we click on his name, Kihei
Tomioka?
Yeah,
let's do it.
Okay, so step three... Letter K.
He's a Japanese cyclist. He competed in 5 events at the 1952 Summer Olympics.
So really, it is all he did.
Actually, that's actually it.
Well, he's a cyclist, but it said he finished in 23rd on like a sprint. So that's not even a sport.
Yeah, that's not even a sport.
That's not even his sport.
No. It meant a bike sprint.
They call those sprints?
Yeah, totally.
No, those are races.
There's different things. I think it's a track. It's a track bike event.
That's stupid, and you know it. You know I'm right.
Sprinting
is a thing that's done with legs. And no other instruments, also, just legs.
You call swimming short distances sprints.
I've never agreed with that personally.
If you think about it, you can sprint in a video game, which is like one of the furthest removed things that you can do.
No, your character is using legs.
With your legs. Oh, your character.
It's the action of sprinting as done by your character, not you, the person.
Okay, yeah.
That's why I never liked in the Grand Theft Auto games when they would make you like mime the like physical toll
like the
of sprinting.
Like the Wii version where you had to get up and like shake the nunchuck.
Yeah, like the Wii version of Grand Theft Auto. No, I mean, yeah, just the sheer act that for a while sprinting was bound to a repeated tap on the A button instead of just holding it down, which is just so fucking annoying. Like, well, I don't want video game sprinting to be anything like real life sprinting in terms
of tiring
me out.
You want it to involve as little effort as possible, right?
I like the Assassin's Creed version, which is you just hold the button.
The Assassin's Creed version of everything is just is pretty ideal, to be honest.
Yeah, you do cool shit with minimal effort. I like it. That's video games.
I mean, Matt, why not just watch movies? Honestly.
I mean, honestly, why not? I agree, I guess. Yeah. Fuck video games.
Matt quits video games forever.
Forever. I was going to write an essay about Metroid this week, but now, nah.
Now you're going to write an episode about, or an essay about, about Alien.
Yeah, which is honestly better.
Well,
at the end of the day.
That's true. That is factually true.
Oh, wait. Oh, I don't know. Fuck. If I had to forget all memory and
of
never,
one of those things?
And never get to experience it again, would I... Between like Alien and Super Metroid.
Matt, just talk and don't look at your screen for a minute. You talk this out, okay?
You're bringing up something.
Don't look at the screen for just a minute. Talk this out.
I'll talk this out. Super Metroid's really super duper important to me. It's like one of my favorite video games of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Counterpoint, without Alien, I wouldn't be able to appreciate many other science fiction films or even science fiction video games. Like, without Alien, you can't get some of what Super Metroid is doing. But I enjoyed Super Metroid before I ever watched Alien. I don't know. This is really tough.
Yeah, that's a tough question. It'd be like, if I had to remove, like...
Without Alien, my favorite Sigourney Weaver movie
becomes...
If I had to remove
Star Wars... Legend of Zelda from my mind, like, which would I pick?
That's your dichotomy, Star Wars or Zelda?
Yeah.
Okay. Am I able to look at the screen yet?
What is happening over there?
What is happening over where?
Oh, I'm hearing, I started some noises in my headphones. Sorry about that.
Can I look at the screen yet?
I was gonna, oh my god, my joke didn't quite work, but yeah, you can look at the screen.
Why is Metacritic up on the screen? What are you
doing? I just thought I would help you out to try
to
figure out which one is
the
objectively better
of Alien and Super Metroid.
Yeah,
but Caitlin, both those things are too old to be rated on Metacritic. Wait,
know,
why does Alien have
into.
A Metacritic rating?
Alien has a Alien re-release has a Metacritic rating
stupid.
Of 83. And the Metroid Prime trilogy for the Wii?
That doesn't fucking... I would willingly forget the Metroid Prime trilogy ever existed. That's not even...
It has a rating of 91. So
Metroid Prime can fucking go in the garbage for all I care. They're decent games, but they're closer to Zelda games than they are Metroid games, and for that they exactly don't get
and
my love.
And The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time has the highest Metacritic rating of any game, so
this is the
makes
this
sense.
Is
makes perfect sense.
This is the worst bit. You don't even understand. Step four is Japan. I don't even want to give you a fucking time of day on this bit. I'm so mad right now. Your Metacritic shtick is... I'm so tired of it.
There's maybe nothing that makes you madder than when I bring up Metacritic, which is why I keep bringing it up.
It's garbage, and Ocarina of Rhyme is...
it's a really good game, actually.
Is a go nerd game. Put that spoonerism together.
I'm not gonna do that. I don't know what you're talking about.
Go nerd.
Okay. Anyway,
listeners will get it. We can't skip straight on to... Here's the thing. We're on Japan. We can't skip straight to video games.
Right. We have to take a more circuitous route, don't we?
We gotta get O in there.
We gotta get an O. Shit, how are we gonna get an O?
I mean, Osaka is part of Japan. Yeah. That leaps to mind immediately.
Yeah, there it is. It's right there.
Should we do it?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay, step six.
Now, Osaka the city or Osaka prefecture?
Oh, the city.
Okay.
Just plain old Osaka.
Just regular Osaka.
Yeah. Okay, so we've got K-O.
Nice.
All right, we're getting it.
Now, if Nintendo's offices were in Osaka, that would be
tight.
Idyllic.
It'd be great, but doubtful.
Yeah.
Pretty sure they're headquartered in Tokyo, Japan.
In Tokyo, you think so?
Yeah. But what is this?
Nikkan.
What is
sports.
This? A sports newspaper.
Sports newspaper.
I mean, we could do it.
There's other stuff though. Let's look.
There's
at
a lot
page
of different.
Let's see what we're.
There's actually a lot of N links we could click. A
lot of N's.
Yeah, the Namba district.
Great, really good letter.
What's your favorite letter? Have we ever gotten into this? I feel like the listeners are dying to know. What's your favorite letter, Caitlin?
K.
For your name?
Yeah.
Well, that's selfish, isn't it?
No, that's probably not true. What is my favorite letter? I'm fine
I know
with
what
the letter
my,
A.
I know what my favorite letter is.
What?
It's W.
Why is that? For
because,
George.
What?
For
Georgie W?
Yeah. Is that it?
No.
Okay. What is it then?
I'm very anti pretty much everything that man did.
Mm-hmm. He was okay. Come on. He was okay.
The Iraq War?
Yeah.
Is that the stance you want to take on
our
podcast? He was
okay.
There
was that. Sorry, I forgot about that part.
I forgot. Yeah. You're not the only one.
No. Why W?
Because W... is very versatile. You can replace the first letter of anybody's name that doesn't begin with W, and suddenly it's the evil version of that person.
It's me, Wafu.
Wafu. If it was just Wat, though, that doesn't work as good.
Wat Olsen. Would you like to play some tennis?
I prefer
Maybe.
Golf. Do you have golf, Matthew?
I did not appear in the golf game.
Oh, damn.
I am in the parties 5 through 28, though.
Those were okay parties, but the OG parties were the... You know,
did you ever enjoy playing Mario Party for real?
Yeah, for N64? Hell yeah.
Oh, those games are insufferable.
It was lit, dude. That game where you paddle your raft... Do you know how many... Think about how many N64 controllers were broken by that one Mario Party minigame.
Think about the fact that...
You know what I'm talking
one
about?
One of those games... Which one? The paddle
the
one?
The one where you paddle your raft and there's shy guys on the banks of the river. And you are fighting against a team of three people on the other side. And you have to spin the control stick as fast as you can. to ram their side of the raft into the Shy Guys.
Sure, okay, but you know that that didn't just break controllers, it ripped skin off of people's palms.
Well, no, that never happened to me, and I have to say, if that happened to you, maybe you were doing it wrong.
Sure, but they had to start distributing gloves. That's a real thing. They issued a warning and gave out gloves. You don't know about this?
I don't know about that. Never had that problem.
That's a real fucking thing. You're lucky you didn't have your palm get fucking ripped off and bloody.
Yeah, and then, and then I guess think I'm about lucky.
What that maybe would do I'm to your controller.
Like, maybe I'm just better at video games than those people, you know?
I mean, it's quite possible. You're pretty good at video games.
Yeah.
I just can't honestly believe that anybody has fun playing Mario Party. Unless it's like...
it's you know, once again, it's like I have a drinking to say, game. Once again, if you're making your palm bloody, I don't think you're having fun.
Well, yeah, granted. Granted. But I wasn't making my palm bloody. It's just like my brain was hemorrhaging inside from the boredom and the not fun. Like the anti-fun that Mario Party espouses.
I think you're being a little hyperbolic.
Only a little, maybe.
That game, that one where you were on the little balls and you were walking around.
Oh, you mean the one where you just smash the button?
Yeah.
Or the other one that you just smash the button in?
Okay, that's... No.
That's what they all are.
We need to find a link. We need to get out of here.
I'm done with
your.
That.
I'm done with your Mario Party shade.
I want you... Wait, hold on.
Okay.
Bring up Metacritic in a new tab, please. What is the fucking Metacritic rating for the first Mario Party?
All right, I'm working on it.
Let's see what your beloved website has to say.
Ooh. God, there's too many of them. I have to go.
You have to go deeper. None of the recent ones are rated that well, I'll say.
9, Island Tour, Star Rush, 8. Mario Party.
79?
Hey, it's green.
That is far too generous.
Yeah, maybe you just hate fun.
GamePro gave it 100. That's absurd.
Fuck yeah. Oh man, even the single player mode is fun, but the party really starts when the players
user
interact
sleepers,
with each other while competing in this hilarious game.
Sorry, let me read that again. I fucked it up. User Sheeplers 33 says 10 out of 10. This is the greatest game I have ever played beside Twilight Princess.
Oh, damn, dude.
Oh,
they
must, boy.
They didn't play Ocarina of Time, though, so.
Oh, boy. No, that dude's favorite games list goes Twilight Princess, Mario Party, Ocarina of Time. Totally natural ordering.
Ooh, Neo Renaissance.
Okay, we don't want to get too far away from Japan, do we?
No, I know, but we're just gonna get to smaller and smaller places in Japan. You understand?
Yeah, but then we can still
Museum of Art
pop out. I think Osaka. National Museum of Art in Osaka is good.
Okay, let's go there.
All right, that's step 7.
Oh man,
and that's got a N. Like a,
is it a bird?
Whoa! Yeah, it looks like a metal fucking bird.
Looks like a metal bird.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Wow, it's me. It's me, Owen Wilson. Wow.
Wow.
I don't remember whose bit that is.
It's not ours.
It's definitely a bit. I think it's a Vine bit, maybe. The first comedian to just be like, here's my great Owen Wilson. Wow. But now
it's everywhere. I think it's in the public domain now.
It's in the public domain for sure, so I don't feel bad, like, credit where credit is due to not me, but it has invaded my brain's like RAM for Owen Wilson I can't talk about him without just going, wow.
Can you just, if you're writing like an academic paper, can you just make some claim or some statement and then put a little number 5, superscript number 5 up there, and then in the footnote just say, credit where credit is due to someone, not me. And like, good. You think you're good if you do that?
That is the translation of IBID.
Oh, yeah. That
ever
makes
wonder
a lot
what
of sense.
IBID meant? That's
now,
it.
Now we know.
Yeah.
It's Latin for credit where credit is due to someone, not me.
To someone who's not me, yeah.
They actually have there's a one word
Latin, one word Latin is Latin, a beautiful language in its compression.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very, very concise, efficient. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, so efficient. It's great.
Okay. What are so we, there's no G's on this page anywhere.
Well, okay. That's a minor setback, you know?
So there's a lot of artists on here. There's a list of other museums.
Other museums, you say?
Yeah.
In Japan. Well, yeah. Other museums in Japan. Mm-hmm. Correct. Not just list of
Not
museums.
Not just all museums.
Well, I see a lot of like foreign.
Yeah.
Whoa. Hold
what?
On.
Whoa, what?
Let's pause for a quick 30.
Should so I can pause my recording or just leave it running?
You leave it running.
Okay. I'll be right back.
Okay, we're back from that little technical hip up?
Hip up.
5, 4, 3, 2. Okay, we're back from that little technical hiccup. And then a technical hip up, which is when you mispronounce hiccup.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think I'm going to leave that in, though, I sound like I was derezzed.
Mostly, I had to go check on my beans, actually.
Well, now I'm upset that this happened, because now you're just going to be thinking about your dang beans for the show.
No, it's okay. I'm putting it out of my head. Shut the door. I can't even smell anything. You know, it's behind
Caitlin,
me.
Caitlin, keep your eye on the prize.
Okay.
We've got K-O-N. We need G, and we need to get to Donkey Kong.
Yes, both of those things. How much time do we have?
We've only been going for like half an hour.
Okay, we're good. We got this.
All right.
You had just seen something, but you forgot what it was.
There's a lot of foreign artists that we shouldn't click on because it'll navigate us further away from Japan.
We need to be as close to Japan as possible.
We don't want Paul Cézanne. We don't want Max Ernst. We don't want Pablo Picasso.
None of that shit.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I don't know anything about any of these Japanese artists, but maybe that doesn't matter.
I think maybe we should just do National Museum of Modern Art in Tokyo.
Yeah, maybe. I bet you think they got video games over there?
Maybe. MoMat? Video games? Could be.
Could be.
Step 8?
MoMat.
MoMat, step 8. Now that's a pretty boring looking building, I think.
Yeah, that very top one.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely uglier than our Museum of Modern Art.
I feel comfortable saying that because even though I'm describing an image in a way, you get everything you need to know. It's just boring.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's scroll down and see if they got any of those video games or at least anything that begins with a G.
We do need a G still, so yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they got a lot of artists here.
Ooh, we got a lot of artists, a lot of G names.
We got a double G here.
Oh my God.
George Gross from Germany.
I've heard of Gross. We've got Georgia O'Keeffe.
Yeah.
That'd be a fun step to take on the way to Donkey Kong.
A little detour.
If it wasn't moving us away from Japan. Oh boy. This is a tough one.
Now question. I know you don't speak any Japanese, right? I mean, I'm right about that. Am I not?
Kawaii.
Okay, very good. Japanese language...
That's all I've got.
Does the Japanese language have that sound in it?
G? Like
yeah,
G?
In the beginning of words. Because I haven't seen one.
In the beginning of words, you know, I've seen a lot of anime, and I'm just
and
trying to think.
Are there any that start
with G? Actually, Caitlin, you tell me. Are there any anime that start with G?
What is this really obvious?
Now that you asked it, yeah.
I feel so much pressure right now, and I'm never gonna think of whatever anime this is.
You're boiling up like your beans are boiling on the stove.
Is that a hint?
You've got that. No, it's got nothing to do with beans.
damn it! Now I got beans on the brain again.
Now you're not even gonna be functioning half as well as you were just a moment ago. Now, Caitlin.
Yeah.
I'll narrow the field for you.
Okay.
Space.
Yeah.
It's an anime that has to do with space. Largely takes place in space.
Trigun, not in space. Also not a G.
Not a G.
Oh man.
This is great. This is good shit. I hope the listeners at home are just fucking screaming at the top of their lungs right now.
Battlestar Galactica, not an anime.
Close. This ship, this show also has like a battleship in it, but that's not the main thing that it has.
Akira. That's an A.
Not a G. Should I make it more narrow for you?
G, what's the next letter?
G U.
So gun.
Huh?
Does it start with gun?
Huh?
Gun.
You're boiling over. You're boiling over like
I'm
those beans.
I'm just going to start saying gun, like gun smoke, gun star, gun space, gun fights, gun battles. Gun gum.
Gun gum. Yeah, that's it. The fucking seminal Japanese animation.
Gundam.
There you go.
I got it. Fuck yeah.
That was touch and go there for a while. I really didn't know if you'd be able to get it. Even after all those hints.
I got it because I said gun gum for no reason. You said space. If you'd said robots, I would have gotten it immediately.
Well, that would have been a fucking dead giveaway.
Okay, fine, whatever.
I think we should try to get G to be Gundam.
Okay.
In our steps.
Okay, how are we going to accomplish that?
Well, I think we'd have to go back up to Japan, maybe.
Oh my god, we're going to end up going back out through Japan three times.
Yeah, we've never really stopped on the same page twice before, have we?
No, I don't think
not
in the
intentionally.
Same one, no. Okay, let's go to Japan again.
What's up, Japan? Oh, the what first up? Time we didn't stop to consider Japan's motto or name of the anthem.
Yeah, the anthem is called His Imperial Majesty's Reign, which is
okay. No motto. Nothing.
No, not that I can see.
Anyway.
They don't need a motto. It's like, you know, like a little country, like, I don't know, your Lithuanias.
They need some kind
Moldovas.
Of phrase.
They need something to help you remember. But Japan, it's like, nah, we're Japan. Everybody knows us.
Everybody knows us.
Yeah.
We're big players. Okay. So, I wonder if Gundam is linked directly off of this page. Because the thing is, they built a dang Gundam. You can go and see a life-size Gundam.
I don't know why that's not at the fucking top, you know?
I don't know why that's not the top image above the flag on the page. Above the flag, above the map, just check it. We've got a giant robot statue.
I'm gonna say the answer to your question is no, but there is a link to anime, so...
Well, that should get
that
us
should
there,
it,
I,
right?
I would think, right?
I should think, yeah.
We're taking a leisurely... Okay, step 10, anime.
Well,
taking a
one.
Leisurely path.
No, okay. Here's another G, you know, if you want.
Studio Gainax, which I believe made Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Which is sort of, I mean, that's like Gundams, right? You know?
They're like... Gundams that were put in a scary taffy stretcher, I guess.
It's all basically Gundams. It's like, you know how Lord of the Rings like pretty much pioneered like our modern conception of a fantasy world?
Sure.
It's like Gundams, giant robots, it's a fucking Gundam, you know?
I just did a quick double check on my own end to make sure that... Oh, I see Gundam.
Found it. What was your check?
Step 11.
What was your check?
Well, my check was for my status, my proper status as a genuine otaku, that I got the identity of Studio Gynax correct.
Yeah, and did you?
Gynax is responsible for Neon Genesis Evangelion, and also my true favorite show, Panty and Stocking with Garter Belt.
Ah, yeah, I love that one.
I love Panty and Stocking with Garter Belt. Do you want to know more about Panty and Stocking with Garter Belt?
Yeah, please. Yeah, well, I mean, I know it all, but, you know, just...
The show revolves around the exploits of the Anarchy Sisters, Panty and Stocking, angels who were kicked out of heaven due to their bad behavior. They are sent to Dotten City, a place on the border between heaven and hell, which is besieged by evil spirits referred to as ghosts. I fucking can't.
No, who's Garter?
I
already know. I mean, I already know. Just like
their caregiver.
Okay.
Yeah. Now nice. I'm looking up pictures of this show that I definitely know and love.
Yeah, just for the nostalgia.
Yeah. Panty and Stocking, oddly enough, they look like Powerpuff Girls that were put through a scary taffy stretcher. So that seems to be the Gynax house style.
That's the way. That's the Gynax way.
Take this other thing and then elongate it and make it just kind of scary.
Yeah. Like they did with the boy in Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Yeah, like they do to poor Shinji.
He's a little bit, just a little bit stretched out.
Just a little bit stretched out, and that's why he's so dang sad.
I want to be like a normal boy. I don't want to be stretched. Somebody squish me down.
I don't want to be stretched.
That's what that whole show is about.
So we're on our 11th step, Gundam. Yes. This is great.
This is
great. We've spelled Kong.
Okay, now if we can get direct to Nintendo from here.
I don't think Nintendo... I mean, I'm sure Mobile Suit Gundam games have come out on Nintendo systems, but they've never... The Big N itself has never been involved in the creation of one, I'm sure.
Okay, but it should say Nintendo... You know, like, there should be a link to Nintendo if it came out for that console.
Right. I just don't know what the best way to get to it is. Because I feel like we could try with list of Gundam video games. Yeah. Or we could just click a link to Japan again.
Because we know that we can get there that way.
Yeah.
Okay.
We could just hit Japan up for the third time.
We can play safe.
Is there even a link to Japan on this page, though?
Japan. Japanese, not a link.
Uh-oh.
In Japan, there it is. It's not a link. Boy, wouldn't that just a humdinger?
Wait, hold on. Academics in Japan have also viewed the series as inspiration, with the International Gundam Society being the first academic institution based on an animated TV series. Are you fucking kidding me?
It's a dead link. There's a citation, and it's a dead link, it says.
But the headline of the dead link, if you don't mind reading it,
Gundam
Caitlin?
Gundam Cartoon Academy to turn science fiction into reality in Japan.
They're gonna build giant robots.
And sure enough, it is a dead link.
God, that's fucking rad. I hope it still exists.
Maybe it never existed, you know?
Maybe it was just a hoax. Maybe it was just an April Fool's.
It was a fool. Yeah, I'm seeing the word Japan a lot, and none of them are in blue or purple.
Dang,
indeed.
Okay, well, I guess we gotta go with Gundam video games. There was a link to that effect. I've never played a Gundam video game.
I feel like maybe I did. Was there a Gundam game? No, never mind. It's a Dragon Ball Z game I'm thinking of.
Pretty different.
Yeah, there was this Wii game. When the Wii like first came out, I went to my friend's house and he had this Dragon Ball Z game for the Wii. And I tried
it. Was it Dragon Ball Z Budokai?
Yeah, probably. Anyway, I was very bad at it because it was so hard to like, there was this one move where you had to like move the nunchuck and the remote in a perfectly straight line towards the TV. I couldn't do that. That was fucking hard.
I mean, Wii games were just so fun, and they were able to track your movement so well.
Yeah, it was a really good piece of technology. It's my fault I couldn't use it.
Yeah, I'm gonna click it's all list on you. Of
Gundam video games.
Okay, that's step 12.
Wow, there's a lot of Game Boy. Oh boy, there's a lot of game systems on here.
Yeah, Gundam's been around since like the 70s, so it pretty much predates all the systems.
There's a lot of things that I just the PC 88, that's made up. That never happened.
I assure you, these are all real systems.
MSX? Nah. Fake. Mm-hmm. That's fake. MSX real. is the name of a TV show on G4.
Who's the host of that one?
Who's the host?
Yeah, of MSX on G4.
Did you ever see that show?
Is it actually the name of it?
The show is called Most Extreme Exposure, and it was this Japanese game show that they like repurposed and just dubbed over.
I didn't realize you were swapping the letters around instead of saying MSX. Yeah,
no, that's part of the joke.
I see. You got me.
Yeah.
You got me with that one. You tripped me up. Are you happy now?
Yeah, that was the goal, was to trick you.
Is Nintendo a link, or is it just a category? Nintendo Entertainment
System. Super Nintendo Entertainment System.
Ooh, wait. Ooh, we gotta tread lightly.
Which way do we go?
I think Super Nintendo Entertainment System.
Is there even a Donkey Kong game for the NES?
Well, he'd only be referenced in the port of the original Donkey Kong, I think.
Okay, so Super Nintendo.
And now I'm just thinking about god dang Super Metroid again. Step 13.
Don't you hate it when that happens?
I can't make up my mind, Caitlin. Would I lose Alien or would I lose Super Metroid?
Think of it this way. You lose one of those. Would you not eventually, like, imagine that you had only seen Alien and never played Super Metroid? Would you not maybe sort of conceptualize Super Metroid, like, from that raw Alien material anyway? Does it not just sort of, there's sort of a cloud and it just sort of forms into this like, it's like a ball. It's got like spikes on it. and you imagine yourself as a woman in armor having to shoot it.
I wish I could get on board with your conception of how art works through like osmosis.
It's just like this cloud of stuff and it just sort of like, you know.
Caitlin, have you been dropping acid underneath your blanket at night? Is that the explanation behind this?
You know, there's years of acid residue under here.
Yeah, that residue that doesn't go bad.
Well, I mean, not if you put enough of it, you know.
It's because you took that blanket on a trip to New York City, isn't it?
It's because I take my blankie everywhere so I can read underneath it without disturbing people.
I've talked about the disturbing blanket book story on this podcast before, right?
I don't think so.
I've definitely talked about it before. Well,
remind me. Jog my memory.
The time I was on a plane next to a woman reading 50 Shades of Grey.
Yes.
With a blanket over her lap.
Yeah. Yeah, that's bad.
One hand never surfaced.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah. It's bad. Now, can we please click on Donkey Kong?
Yeah, we can click on Donkey Kong Country. So we can
get you to your beans. Yeah, step 14, Donkey Kong Country.
Do we get to subtract? Does the Kong bonus mean we get to subtract a bunch of steps?
We make up the rules here, so it can mean whatever we want it to mean.
I'm gonna click straight through to Donkey Kong.
Okay, do it. Yeah, we did
it. Step 15. Matt, I think we can say that we did it in four steps. Because K-O-N-G is four letters.
I think that's a really drastic reduction of how many steps we actually took.
Well.
Because if we did it in four steps,
Yeah.
But we also visited Japan twice. That just seems a little suspect. But we did get to that.
Yeah, we got to
And I think
it.
we should be proud. I think, I mean, what's one way that immediately comes to mind that you want to reward yourself for doing such a good job today on the podcast?
Some bananas.
Is that our prize? Mm-hmm. Bananas?
That's the prize.
I think we can subtract. I think we can subtract four. Okay.
That seems fair.
We can subtract the KONG. Okay. Those are like bonus points. Yeah. And they translate to bananas in real life.
We get to eat four bananas tonight.
So if you look at it one way, it was 15 steps. If you look at it another, it was a much more respectable 11. Yeah. But with those steps subtracted, we still somehow visited Japan twice. Not sure how that happened.
It's, you know, it's kind of everywhere. It's kind of hard to avoid, really.
If you subtract those steps, you know what it looks like, Caitlin?
What does it look like, Matt?
It looks like we went to Japan and then just checked out one art museum and then went back to Japan.
Yeah, I mean, probably lots of people go to the actual country Japan and then do that and then just leave.
It's the game mimicking life.
Yeah.
I see. Well, Caitlin, before we close out the show, I just have to get you to do this again. Can you rank the Kongs? Rank order, best to worst.
Okay. So, Sleepy Kong, Itchy Kong, Scratchy Kong, Grumpy Kong, Sneezy Kong, and Lisa Kong, everybody's favorite.
Right, Lisa Kong. Yeah.
It's a crossover thing.
I'm just checking down the list here of what I wrote down earlier from your earlier ranking at the top of the show. You got it exactly wrong.
Ah, but that's you're getting it exactly wrong.
It's just
that still counts, right?
I mean, it's impressive.
It counts for something, right?
But you goofed up. Pretty sure those aren't even Kongs. Okay. Pretty sure some of those are just dwarves.
You know, it's actually a really wide universe, and just because you don't remember all of them.
You're just saying I don't know these Kongs?
There's a lot of Kongs out there.
They're like swanky. Yeah. They're deep cuts. Yeah. All right. Well, one day we'll come upon a truly definitive ranking. This has been
Are ranked on Metacritic?
No, I don't think they're ranked on Metacritic, and I do not want to find out. This has been Can You Get to That? You can find the show on iTunes. Please rate and subscribe. You can find us at canyougettothat.simplecast.fm. We're on Twitter. It's at gettothat. Send us topic suggestions there or just little comments and observations.
Yeah. You can send us little X's and O's. We like those. I like those.
Yeah, we both like those. But do address them to either me or Caitlin.
Yeah, and use the hashtag CYGTT.
Yeah, use the hashtag CYGTT. You can find us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/CYGTT.
You can find me on Twitter at bestkabest, BESTKABEST. And that's...
You can find...
That's me. Who's you?
Me is at Matthew Olson on Twitter. Spell it right. And... I'm almost done with David Foster Wallace's 1996 1,079-page novel, Infinite Jest, for a mini-series I'm doing with my friend Alex called Finite Jest.
Incredible.
And I can't believe that I, within a week, will have actually finished this book. Knock on wood.
Now, are you going to feel good about that or just sort of empty about that, about having done that?
Remains to be seen.
I just have one last question.
Hey, Caitlin, can you just... No, I have one penultimate question.
Okay. Penultimate question, then. Okay, go ahead.
Can you just pop open Metacritic one last time? I know that's a really unusual request for me. But can you replace Mario Party, and can you put in Infinite Jest? No results found, Matt. Weird. Guess that book doesn't exist in my last garbage. 5 weeks of life. Have just been pointless. You had a question, Caitlin.
Yeah, I have a question. Matt, what if technology bad, though? Here we go.